The Result Has Been by Arthur Pink from an exposition of the Gospel of John. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. John chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. The professing church has boasted that it will convert the world. To accomplish this aim, it has sought to popularize religion. Innumerable devices have been employed to attract the ungodly, many of which even a sense of propriety should have suppressed. The result has been that the world has converted the professing church. But notwithstanding this, it still remains true that the world hates the true followers of the Lamb. And nowhere is this more plainly evident than in those who belong to what we may term the religious world. If you resolve that by divine grace you will live godly in Christ Jesus, then know you that persecution must be your portion. And that persecution will come upon you not from atheists and infidels, but from those bearing the name of Christians. It will issue from those who still keep up a form or semblance of godliness, but who are strangers to its living power. It will come to you from empty professors whose compromising ways are condemned by your refusal to conform thereto, whose worldliness and carnality is rebuked by your spirituality. Remember, it was the religious leaders who hounded the Savior to his death.